So what else is included for education and childcare specifically?
Yeah, the Act provides $40 billion for child care through a big block grant program and $123 billion for K-12 to ameliorate learning losses, to pay for additional expenses to implement safety features, and to fund capital improvements, Nicole.
Now, while the focus of the ARP is to support households, businesses, nonprofits, and local governments to overcome the impacts of the pandemic recession, you also said that the ARP has the potential to be transformational. Can you explain that to me?
Sure. I think it is important to recognize the transformational impacts that this pandemic recession has caused. It has accelerated the changes in the economy that were already underway. You know, most obvious is the expansion of e-commerce for goods and restaurant deliveries, but less obvious is the impact of the success of work from home for many types of businesses. Businesses that can work from home thrived in this pandemic recession. They were more productive, they had lower costs, and their employees were, for the most part, happy to work from home. And recent surveys indicate that's going to continue. Most executives, 75%, anticipate that only about half their office employees will be working in the office come July of this year. Now, over time, more may return to work, but for many types of businesses, Nicole, those that are not directly customer-facing, work from home is going to be a part of each week and each year work schedule.
Wow. So if that happens, sounds like that would have huge economic consequences.
Yeah, well, consider if only one quarter of the employees capable of working remotely continue to do so after the pandemic, the impact of this shift will be felt far beyond those working remotely. This is a new way of working that's going to impact migration trends throughout the nation, commuting patterns, transit patterns, the demand for goods and services provided by small businesses, and employment and career opportunities, both for remote and non-remote workers. And it also creates a tremendous opportunity for Florida and, in particular, for Central Florida.
Now, why is that?
Well, our region has relatively low costs, a good climate most of the year, and lots of amenities like beaches and natural areas and theme parks that people enjoy. And with expanded and permanent work from home, this means that workers are untethered from their place of employment, and firms no longer will have to necessarily locate in higher-cost, large urban centers. So this upends the former paradigm of economic development focused on firms. Now we need to focus on making our area as attractive as possible to the newly liberated households and firms.
So does the ARP support this opportunity?
Yeah, it sure does. So first, it provides funding for 5G broadband. We need our state and local governments to seize on this, to become the place where 5G is available everywhere in our state, because 5G works best when it's available ubiquitously. And second, the ARP can be used to make sure everybody has a 5G device. And third, the ARP provides for funding for schools and daycare. And we need to transform the provision of daycare and integrate it into our schools to make for a seamless delivery system of care and education for our children, and to make Florida and our region a beacon of opportunity and success. And in that way, Nicole, we can become one of the premier places to live and work from home for those who can and want to do so.